In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For one more time, Christ is risen.
Jesus.
Christos anesti. Alamasia, come. It is highly regrettable that too many Catholics do not grasp the significance of the Ascension. I find that Catholics are generally speaking pretty ignorant about all the great feasts, but they really don't understand this one. Then there's the superficial reading at the end of the Synoptic Gospels when our Lord ascends into heaven, and there's a superficial reading of the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And for many of the baptized, they hear this and all they hear is, or think is, oh, well, Jesus the Christ is departed. He's gone. And thinking that Jesus the Christ has departed, then the Catholic begins to speak of our Lord always in the past tense. He said this and he did that. Basically, what many of these baptized people do is they sealed up the tomb again and they're looking for a dead person when he's actually alive. The unevangelized Catholic then returns back after today, if they even come to this liturgy anymore. They return back to their narrow way of life, consumed and concerned more about mortality than the eternal life given to them by the power of the resurrection. And they return also to a religious duty, fulfilling obligations. And thus the liturgy becomes something onerous and burdensome. And that's all because, I will tell you right now, they don't understand the Ascension. The liturgy, for all intents and purposes, is dead for too many of the Catholics because they don't understand the Ascension. They see the liturgy as a bunch of ritualistic actions and nothing more because they don't understand the Ascension. They celebrate historical events that are past and gone because they don't understand the Ascension. My brothers and sisters, the great event of the Ascension is the decisive turning point. I will say this again. The great feast of the Ascension is the decisive turning point. Yes, it marked the end of something. However, as I preached last night for the leave-taking of Pascha, quoting the book of Sirach, as the scriptures teach us, with the end of something, it is always the beginning of something. Every feast day, yes, is the end of something, but it's always the beginning of something. To understand the Ascension merely as our Lord departing into the heavens, going to some place, I don't know where, makes possible with our Lord only an external relationship. However, the Ascension actually begins an entirely new relationship with Christ. This new relationship totally changes the aspect of faith, and the very event of the Ascension entirely changes time itself. The Ascension makes possible the heavenly liturgy And it is the heavenly liturgy that is the river giving life to everything it touches. As one Melkite priest, a profound thinker of the 20th century, Father Coban, said it, the liturgy is the wellspring. And now this wellspring is flowing the waters of life, and everything it's touching is giving life to it. The early Christians understood this. They understood the profound connection between the ascension and the liturgy. And I could tell you why. I could tell you why. Because since the earliest days of Christianity, the baptized faithful purposely placed above every dome in every sacred temple the icon of the ascension. Because that icon encapsulates perfectly what is happening in the liturgy. Every time now you walk through those doors, and any time you walk certainly into a Byzantine church, look up and you'll never see that icon the same. When the baptized faithful are assembled, you and I, this the baptized faithful, manifest on earth the kingdom of God. The faithful assembled manifest the body of Christ. When the faithful are assembled for liturgy, what is happening? Jesus the Christ is present and he is coming. And that's what the icon is showing us. He is present and he is coming. In the liturgy, Christ the head draws to himself his body unto the Father. That's the ascent, and at the same time, as he's drawing his faithful to him, he is to the Father, he is pouring out upon his faithful the Holy Spirit, his Spirit. And thus you see this constant movement that marks Christianity in all the events of salvation history. It's a constant ascending and descending. That's the progressive movement. This is the event of the ascension. Christ drawing all of a redeemed human nature, and he's drawing it to the right hand of the Father, while at the same time pouring out the gift of the Spirit upon a created world. And we are told that when I pour out my Spirit, I will renew the face of the earth. On the day of his ascension, Jesus the Christ, therefore, did not disappear. He did not go to some far-off place in the cosmos or some place, some unknown world. No. No, he rather continues to come to his people in the liturgy. The liturgy is celebrating the ascent and the descent of Christ in the ascension. He's not gone away to some place to rest from his redemptive toil and labor and work, as if he goes up to heaven, he sits down, he says, I'm tired, I'm done. No. He continues to labor for the life of the world. But now he does it at the right hand of the Father, drawing all humanity to the right hand of the Father, to share in the glory of God, to share in the life of God, divinization, theosis. The Lord said it, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Such is the event of the Ascension, and this is the heart of the liturgy. The progressive movement, until as St. Paul says it, teaches it, until we all form that perfect man, fully mature, with the fullness of Christ himself. The progressive movement, until all form that perfect man, Jesus the Christ. The movement of the Ascension will be complete only when all the members of Christ's body have been drawn to the Father and brought to life by His divine Spirit. That is the ongoing work of liturgy. Whether it's the divine liturgy with the Eucharist, or is it Vespers, or is it Orthros, or the celebration of any of the mysteries, the sacraments. What is going on? It's drawing all things into the bosom of the Father. Out of the liturgy flows the river of life, a gushing wellspring, causing the present world, to pass over into the glory of the Father. The liturgy, my friends, is the ongoing event of Pascha. And the liturgy reveals everything in this very moment and brings all of it to pass. It's the ever-present ascent and descent into life unto life and glory unto glory. So when the angels asked the disciples, quote, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up in the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you have seen him going up to heaven." End of quote. The Ascension then does not show us some final coming of the Christ. No, as the angels tell us, it is rather the activation of the paschal energy of Christ doing what? Filling all things. Christ is risen.